Hey, this is Oren. So as the year comes to a close, it's a natural time for reflection, for looking back over how things have gone, and looking ahead to set our intentions for how we want to live. So during this guided meditation, we'll start by settling our attention in the body, and then I'll invite you through a process of reflection to consider where you've been and where you'd like to go. So I invite you to begin by taking a few slow, deep breaths and just allowing yourself to arrive and settle in. Do whatever helps you to relax and shift gears from the mode of doing, accomplishing, and planning into a space that's more inward, that's about relaxing, arriving, and enjoying. You might take some time to just feel the sensations of your body sitting, noticing the weight or heaviness of your body. And feeling the contact with the chair or cushion beneath you. Allowing the steady, simple sensations of the body sitting to begin to bring your attention more fully into the present moment. Filling your body with awareness. As you sit, you'll probably notice that the body's breathing. Allowing the sensations of the breath to come into your awareness. And to let this rhythmic flow of changing sensations begin to soothe and calm your mind. As you breathe in, feeling the sensations of breathing in. As you breathe out, feeling the relaxing, releasing quality of an out-breath. Whenever you notice your mind wandering into thoughts, just very gently guiding it back to the simple experience of sitting and breathing. So I invite you now to turn your attention towards a reflection, considering how things have gone this year. So cast your mind back and just ask the question, what's gone well? What have I done or said that I feel happy about? And just see what comes. Are there ways you've contributed to others? Or ways you've followed through on your intentions? Allowing your mind to roam freely and just let associations and memories come and go. Things that have gone well, things that you feel happy about in terms of how you've lived, how you've used your time and energy. Whenever you notice your mind wandering, doubting, judging, or blaming, just bring it back to that question. Yeah, and what's gone well? What do I feel happy about from the year? As these memories, choices, or actions come to mind, notice what it feels like to have helped out, to have followed through on something. What's the feeling in your body as you remember times that line up with your values? Notice where you feel it in your body and what it feels like there. Try to be as specific as possible about the events. So rather than having a general idea, think of an actual moment. A conversation where you spoke or acted in a way that's in line with your values and your intentions for your life. And then let yourself take in how that feels. See if you can really let it nourish you, breathing in any pleasant or uplifting sensations, soaking in any soothing emotions. And perhaps noting, this is how it feels. This is how it feels to live in line with my values and intentions. So recognizing this, consider any ways in which you might continue to strengthen or cultivate these kinds of decisions and actions in your life. How can you have more of this? Next, let's look at the other side. Once again, feeling your body sitting and breathing, letting that be a ground, a stable basis for your awareness. And then considering, where have we fallen short of our expectations? Are there ways that we've let ourselves down or let others down over the year? things that we've said or done that are out of line with our values. As you cast your mind back and allow it to roam through memories and thoughts, be sure to bring a sense of kindness, some tenderness to the things you recall. Be as specific as possible in your recollection. So rather than making generic statements or generalizations about yourself, think of a specific incident, something that happened where you said or did something that, looking back, you say, you know, I could have done that differently. And bringing a spirit of tenderness and compassion to that memory. Our intention here is to learn rather than to judge or berate ourselves. So once again, notice how it feels in your body to recollect moments where we fell short of our expectations for ourselves, where we didn't act in line with our values. The feeling of sadness, remorse, or regret, these are natural emotions that help us to learn. They're like a feedback mechanism in the heart. So bringing a gentle, caring awareness to that experience. Let yourself touch the pain if you can. Softening around it, bringing some forgiveness and gentleness to yourself. Life's hard. We're each just doing the best we can. And then consider, what can I learn from this? This is how it feels when I act on these impulses, when I don't live in line with my deepest intentions and values. So how can I do it differently? Consider if there are ideas you have, ways you can be creative that would support you to make different choices going forward, to have more patience or restraint. To be kinder, more understanding. Maybe to speak up more. Let your voice be heard. Set a clear intention around one of these ideas, about how you want to do things differently, how you want to shift more towards that experience of integrity, of showing up in a way that's in line with your values. And when you're ready, you can allow this whole reflection to fade, washing it away and coming back to the simplicity of feeling the body breathing. Taking in fresh, new air. And releasing, letting go, completing with the in-out-breath. We can use this reflection process anytime, at the end of the day, at the end of a week, gleaning any learning from what's gone well, what we want to cultivate, and what we'd like to do differently. So thanks so much for taking some time to sit and practice with me. Hope you have a wonderful, safe holiday. Take care.